River Country. Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, Crazy James. How are you?
I am well. How are you today on this fine feathered Friday?
Fine feathered Friday? Still suffering from turkey overload.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is. We established that last week because of Thanksgiving.
But I like turkey.
Yes, absolutely. I've eaten so much turkey, I think I'm ready to turn into one.
You gobbled it down?
I did. I gobbled it down a lot. And I've still got leftovers.
Soup. Make soup.
Turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, turkey soup is good. Cream turkey.
It is. It is.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
It is. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good. It was very good. Had this great big bird and a great big roaster and cooked it up nice, and we went to pull it out. We didn't even have to cut meat off of the bird because it was cooked so well that when we lifted the bird out, a whole bunch of meat just fell off of it, so you scoop it out of the pot.
The old fall off the bone bird.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the best. It's like ribs. If it falls off the bone, it's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw a video of a guy having ribs exactly like that, and it's got all the bones in there, and the waiter just turns the bones and pulls them out, and like they come out clean. And this guy's like, "Oh my goodness, he's just losing his mind." All right. Well, let's jump into what we got going on this week.
What do we have going on in High Prairie this week?
Well, today being Friday, we've got over at St. Mark's Church some prayer shawl knitting happening. That's at 10, goes till about noon or so. So if you're a knitter and you got some time, it's a great place to go. Have some visiting time with some great ladies over there. What else have we got as well? Off to a good start over at the Children's Resource Center here at 1 o'clock. Also at 1:30, there's floor curling over at the Golden Age Club.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we've got a football game today as well. The Cats. You would know better than I do, Hopper. Where are the Cats from?
The Cats are from White Court.
Okay. So White Court's going to be here at, 4:30 over at EW Pratt.
Actually, a little bit of a change there, James. It's actually 4 o'clock this afternoon.
4 o'clock this afternoon, okay.
Yes.
You would know that as well because you're probably the ref.
I probably am. Yeah, I'm probably going to white cap the game. Yep.
Nice. The Quilt Guild is going to be meeting over at St. Andrew's School at 7. They are having their quilt show this weekend, so go check that out at St. Andrew's as well.
How appropriate, since unfortunately the weather is turning cooler.
Well, you know, that you put on your thermal tackle pads then.
Yes.
Over at the library, the book sale continues until the 27th. So if you want to get rid of a bag of books, or if you want to, you know, bring a bag of books there, it's a great place to go. Help support the library.
Pick up some books while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, the library is not just, well, let's check out a book, and then we're going to borrow it for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to take it back. No, the library is so much more than that. And the programming that they have there is absolutely wonderful. They've got a great bunch of ladies there that take care of the place and run it. And, you know, if you're old like we are, Hopper, because when we were kids, you sat there and you were quiet in the library. Well, there's still got to be quiet in the library, but there's lots of stuff to do there. So go check it out over at the library here in town.
James, we go back to the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. That was our Google.
It was. It was.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
And the kids are probably listening to this going, what? Who?
Yeah, Google it. Saturday, tomorrow, the Shamrocks are here in town playing the Outlaws over at EW Pratt.
That is
still at 1?
That is still at 1, and that is Sexsmith.
There you go. So Sexsmith is coming to town. There is also on Saturday, Jamboree over at Triangle Hall, 7 till 11. Cribbage is happening Sunday over at the Golden Age Club at 1:30. Also, all weekend there is the quilt show at St. Andrews as well, so go check that out. They always have a great door prize, a nice big quilt. There's so much work that goes into it. The people that do this are amazing. Monday Ag Society is meeting out at the Agplex at 7, so if you are interested in helping out with that, that's the place to be. Tuesday, we've got floor curling over at the Golden Age Club. That's at 1:30. Also on Tuesday, Town Council meets at 7 over at the Chambers. So if you want to see what's going on in town, you've got a concern, they always have a little bit of time at the beginning where you can say, hey, this is what I'm concerned about. And they'll say, okay.
Maybe getting set for light up that's coming up at the end of November?
Well, that's the beautification takes care of that.
Ah, okay.
Yes, the town is, they let them use the trees.
It is a spectacle, I'll tell you. I was in High Prairie.
It is.
I've been in High Prairie for a little while for a couple of light ups, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in a winter wonderland.
Oh yeah, when I worked at a different job here in town, I had truckers telling me that they deliberately changed their route and came through High Prairie just to see the lights because they were that cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So something to take pride in. See, Wednesday, what have we got going on here? Story time for the kids, 3 to 5 years old over at the library. That starts at 10:30, goes to 11. And they're also, that evening, they are going to have an author visit from a gentleman named Chris Connell. That's at 7. And he wrote a book all about, you know, addictions and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, something for sure to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And then next Thursday, we've got Play and Learn at the High Prairie Children's Resource Center. That's at 10, and then Free Play over there from 6 until 8. So if you've got little ones and you're wondering, oh my goodness, I could use, you know, some ideas, because you know what? When children are born, we don't know what we're doing. We make it up as we go. I could speak from experience.
Uh-huh.
And the Children's Resource Center, that is a service that is in town, has been for a long time, and well worth it. Go check it out over at the Children's Resource Center. That's next to the Legion here in town.
Here, here.
And that's what we got going on this week, Hopper.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sounds busy as we get ready for the fall, right?
Yeah, and Halloween is coming up. Yeah.
You dressing up?
Yeah, I'm going to go as a car guy.
Ah, okay. All right.
We'll see. Maybe I'll go with the Charlie Brown helmet on my head again there with the pumpkin.
Ah, there you go.
There yeah, you that go. Was messy. I did it before. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
James, I appreciate it. Thanks.